The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. You can hear the excitement in my voice. You're being very perceptive because today is Academy Day, Mr. Weintraub, as we are moving, steamrolling towards the Michigan Softball Academy. Fundraising still going on. You can go to msoftballacademy.org and donate to whatever team. We certainly want you to donate to the Chest Protectors, but any team that you want to donate to, certainly it all goes to the same cause. It's Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. Joining us to talk about that, to talk about another Big Ten championship, is Michigan softball coach Carol Hutchins. Hutch, good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm great. We certainly have a lot to talk about today.
Right? We sure do. A lot to be excited about as well. You know, I said this, it seems like a bunch of coaches this week. You know, success this season, wow, you commend success in any year. This year especially, it just feels like it's that much more impressive because of all of the adversity everyone had to fight through to still have a championship year despite those circumstances. Makes it ring louder, makes it resonate more for me. I wonder if it's been that way for you as a coach.
Well, I always say any championship is special. But I will say that I think the fact that we had to play 40-plus Big Ten games, Big Ten only, play every opponent in the league, which we have not done since the league was only 7 or 8 teams large, it is special. And you know, we talk about the adversities that we've gone through, and really, our kids have had to meet challenges that they never had to meet before. And it just shows that the resilience of people, that we all have resilience. As I try to teach our kids, you have it in you to do anything that you need to do. You just have to do it one day at a time. And I'm really proud of this group, proud of my seniors in particular, but to me, it's what we're trying to teach in athletics, is that adversity is just challenge, and challenge is something that can be conquered with a lot of effort and determination and really putting things into order one step at a time. So we're very proud of the group, but you know, we're not done, and we still have Big Ten games left, and we have a lot in front of us. So you know, we'll celebrate when it's time, but we're still trying to get better and win more than this championship.
Yeah, so you did it last weekend. You won the championship, and you did it against, this was a battle of the top two teams in the Big Ten. That drew the attention, thankfully, of the Big Ten Network, so we were able to see every game. And just a little, you know, shameless plug, Ira and I were able to see our coach go out and have a big weekend, as Julia Jimenez was outstanding for you, big bat for you in the first few games of that series, Hutch. But let's start with the opener, as she was one of the big flies for you in that game, as you guys came out 3-0 in the opener in the series against Minnesota.
Well, I think the big thing, we just came out, just we were so relaxed and having fun. The kids had a ball. I mean, from the minute we got on that field, I could just see us. We were ready to play. And Juju is definitely, she's one of the heart and souls of our team. And she has been improving weekly, and her batting average has gone up significantly in the last couple of weeks. But she certainly had a great week for us. She was Big Ten Player of the Week based on her performance over the weekend. But, you know, the story comes down to the most important aspect of our game is pitching, which keeps us in the game. Megan Bogman had a great outing on Friday night and held them to zero. And Minnesota, they have some monster hitters in their lineup. And we were able to get timely hits starting in the first inning with a Lou Allen home run, which it just definitely, we just kept coming at them. And we didn't get a lot of hits that game. Two of them were home runs. And, you know, but again, our pitching and defense is the name of the game.
Absolutely. And so You carried it over into the next day, and Alex Scirocco, whether it's Megan or Alex, they both are just they are tough to deal with. But you mentioned the Minnesota lineup. And while the runs weren't necessarily adding up, Hutch, until late in that first game where they had a big inning, they were getting some good contact. They were putting some the bat on the ball, so to speak. And you went out and you talked to Alex at one point. I don't know if you can share with us what you said, but I'm curious, what was the message when you went out to the circle to talk to her?
Well, really just to make sure we're staying one pitch focused. And it's easy to get focused on them. When you're a pitcher facing, you know, a great hitter, you can worry about whether they're going to hit your pitches or you can throw your pitches to beat them. And we just want our pitchers to throw every pitch to beat them. And if they beat you on occasion, you know, kudos to them. But we can't start focusing on their strengths because it will take us away from our strengths. And really just try to, you know, we were up 10-0. And we had come out and hit their ace both Friday night. And then on Saturday, we knocked her out of the game. And, you know, we were cruising along, but then it just got a little bumpy. And we just needed to settle down a little bit. And, you know, we ended up giving Schaefer a little time out there, which she needs. And then we just put Bobian in to close the game and finish it up because she was going to pitch the next game. And, you know, we just need to take care of business.
And, you know, definitely have to shout out. So, first collegiate RBI. You put the bat in the hands of a freshman in a high leverage situation, and Kiki Thole, she delivered for you. So how about that?
Well, it's always fun. I mean, her first at bat of the year was against Iowa, and she led off an inning for us with a double. So, you know, she's a hardworking kid, and I think she's going to really have a great career here for us because she's willing to put in the effort every day, and you know, she does a great job for us behind the plate. So we're really excited about her future.
All right. And so then we get over to the second game in the Twin Bill. And we're talking to Michigan softball coach Carol Hutchins here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. And in this one, you know, Minnesota strikes first. They get on the board first, but you come back and you win that game 3-1. Take us through that.
Well, I'm going to tell you, the games at this point kind of blend together. But, you know, if I believe Juju was our catalyst in that game, and, you know, by the time you get to the third game of the series, it is, you know, you just don't know what's going to happen out there. Everybody, we know their team pretty well. They know us pretty well. Everybody's seen all their pitchers. But the bottom line is Megan Bobian was just really gritty the whole game. And worked through what I think is a tough lineup, and the top four in their order and top five, depending on how they stack them, they're as good as anybody. So I give a lot of credit to that and to our defense, plays made. And we were outstanding, and the kids were, again, I think the biggest thing I love, they just were so into it. They were just having fun. And in a tough game like that, against the toughest competitor you're going to see, we were fearless. We were just focused on us, and we were very internal as a group. And, you know, that's where I hope we can stay and play in the postseason.
Right. And so they win the last one, Hutch. And I wonder, was that kind of indicative of what you just said? I mean, they're a really good team, and now they really know you. They've seen you a ton, and they finally had some sustained success in that final game.
Well, again, when you put two good, really good teams against each other, a sweep is really unlikely, but we certainly had an opportunity to do it. And I do think that, you know, the kids, we found out that night that we were the Big Ten champion. I mean, some of it is the mathematical percentage points, and it just, I've seen it before. It can be anticlimactic the next day, and can lose your focus a little bit and your edge. And I didn't think we had a great edge. I didn't think we had a great edge in the circle, and we didn't have an edge on the field. And, you know, in Minnesota's too good a team. You're not going to get away with that. So it is what it is. It gives us a good incentive to come back and, you know, recognize that no matter what, we got to keep plugging away and taking care of details, which is what's been the focus of our practice this week is taking care of the details, because the details are going to be the difference maker in the biggest games of the year. And we're about to start experiencing some of those.
Absolutely. All right. So that, as you laid it out, final series of the regular season upon us. We got the softball academy. Before we talk about, you know, Rutgers, talk about the academy, what about your seniors, Hutch? Is this is, you know, one of those bittersweet moments. This is going to be for some of them their final, you know, their final regular season series in a Michigan uniform. What about your seniors and their contributions to your program?
Well, I give such credit to this senior class. I mean, we had the two super seniors in Thais Gonzalez and Haley Hogenrod who wanted to come back. And, you know, and Thais hasn't played a lot for us, but she's been a pretty critical role player. And any role we need from her, which is often pinch running and often pinch outfielding and pinch hitting. So, and Haley has just been a steadfast outfielder for us her entire career, but her contributions defensively have just been unbelievable. She has made some plays that just unbelievable all year. So those two, and then, of course, the class that includes Taylor Bump and Sarah Schaefer and Lou Allen and Talia Rodriguez, and, of course, Megan Bobian. Out of that class, the only two that have been regulars are Bobian and Talia. And the other three have stepped up big time this year. Big time for us. And really difference makers. And Lou and Bump in particular have been 3 and 4 hitters in the middle of the lineup. And it's been fun to see them grow, to see them grow up, and to see them grow into, you know, leadership roles in the lineup. And we need it, because every year you need the unsung heroes from the past, people waiting in the wings. You need them to step up because it's their time, and they've really taken advantage of their time. And they're going to walk away with the Big Ten championship. And as I believe, you know, what else can you achieve? Because I think that we just need to stay driven to achieve more.
Absolutely. And as I said, the Wolverines taking on Rutgers, the Scarlet Knights, and I already know it's more about you than them. I've been doing this long enough to know that, Hutch. It's more about your approach and how you approach the series than who's coming to town, not paying attention to their record or anything like that. You will, though, folks, be able to see the doubleheader coming up on Saturday, as both games will be on the Big Ten Network. The game tomorrow is at 4 o'clock, noon and 2:30 Saturday, Sunday at noon. But, Hutch, I want to get to the Softball Academy.
Well, that is what comes first. That's next on our list.
Yeah, absolutely. It is upon us, and the enthusiasm is building. And there's still time. There's still fundraising time, right?
There is fundraising time. It goes on and on. You can always donate after tonight if you want. If you want to go to msoftballacademy.org, there is a button that says donate. You can donate to any team, you can donate to any individual, and you can just flat out donate. But I can tell you that the kids are excited about it. We were talking about it last night, and they'll all be on the Zoom tonight. It's hopefully our last year of virtual Zoom Academy, but with it, we have a lot of fun with it. And I can tell the audience that I just got a text from a committee member, Abby Samuels, a little bit ago, that we've already surpassed the $78,000 mark, and we are well on our way to be well over $80,000. And, you know, let's keep it coming. It's a fantastic tribute to all the people who support this academy and their love for the academy, their love for Michigan softball. I can't tell you how proud of it I am and how proud of everybody that's involved. And I got to give a shout out to my committee who makes this happen, and they are so stalwart and they're so first class. It is without a doubt my favorite committee that I've will ever be on in my life is my softball academy. They are the best group of women that you could associate with.
Yeah. I got to send a shout out to Abby because, you know, Abby is in a volunteer capacity, still very, very involved, and has been a huge help to me personally in you know, getting my fundraising going. So she is just speaks to what you said, how this becomes, it becomes a part of you to do this. And I think she embodies that, as do many members of the softball academies, msoftballacademy.org. Again, msoftballacademy.org. It is upon us. What about the auction, Hutch? Any details? When does the auction close?
The auction is live until, I believe, May 15th. And again, if you go to the msoftballacademy.org website, you can go in and peruse what the bids are and get yourself something that you really want. And as I say, we're auctioning off lunch with Eric Backage and lunch with myself, and of course a few other fun items. So we just encourage people to partake in any way, shape, or form. You're welcome, whether it's $1, $10, whatever you can do to support the cause, because the cause is let's eradicate breast cancer, and it has not gone away. In COVID, it actually, there's been a lot of setback because people haven't been able to get out and take care of their usual mammograms and colonoscopies and keep their health up to date, and we need to get back to that. And that a lot of the fundraising that we do goes to all the initiatives that help support people who have cancer and hopefully prevent people from getting cancer.
Folks, it is an unbelievable experience. If you haven't taken part, msoftballacademy.org. Get involved in some way, shape, or form. I promise you, it is a rewarding experience. I can't wait, to get back out on the field. That is always super fun, but not letting the moment pass us by. Still going to do it this year. And I think, how about this, Hutch? How about this, Ira? I think six figures is possible. I think that mark's going to be hit. What do you guys think?
Anything is possible. That's what I think. Anything is possible. We have fantastic supporters and the people who support our cause. Whatever we end up with, we are going to be extremely grateful, because I am always, I've never left one academy and not just been overwhelmed with emotion, with how great the community is. So I look forward to that the most. It fills our well. Gets us ready to go into our postseason because our kids, I think the best thing that I feel occurs in the academy is our kids get a sense of the community and a sense of, most importantly, that their duty is to give to their community. They have such great honor and privilege. Their goal in life is to leave the world better than they found it. So I'm excited for all of that.
Yeah, great. Folks, msoftballacademy.org. Again, msoftballacademy.org. Hutch, before we let you go, help us bring Marsha Pankratz on. She's following you in the lineup today. Her team had an awesome run, just short in the championship game, but a fantastic season for Michigan Field Hockey.
Well, I have not even personally had a chance to congratulate Marsha. So, first of all, that team, we got to watch it at the airport last week, ESPN, you on our phones. And my whole team was rock and rolling with you all. But to watch the great effort of our field hockey team, and as I say, they just model their head coach, tough as nails. So congrats on a great run. There's no shame in any of that. You guys represent Michigan fantastic.
All right. Hutch, thanks a lot for your time. See you tonight.
All right. See you later.
All right. That's our captain, our coach, our leader when it comes to the softball academy, and obviously gets it done as the coach of the Michigan softball team. We're going to get to a break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to be joined by the coach who took her team, coached her team on a fantastic, fantastic run. NFL, just short. I'll say it so she doesn't, so she won't get in trouble. A little bit of home cooking on the other side. But like Hutch said, there's no shame. There's no shame. In the finish, as they had a fantastic season. And we're going to recap that with Marsha Pankratz on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA.